It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
There's been a lot of talk about what's going on with Jaden Daniels and the Commanders offense. And there's this theory out there, and perhaps it's got empirical support, that Cliff Kingsbury's offenses over the course of his time in Arizona performed worse in the second half of seasons. Like anything with statistics or analytics, you can always paint a picture that says one thing, and then there's always context that should surround those things. Context often gets lost. Numbers are pretty easy to look at, especially if you make cool-looking charts. Cliff Kingsbury spoke to the media today. I think it was pretty interesting. Let's go, Landini.
Oh, no worries. No worries. All good.
Cliff, what's prevented you guys from executing as an offense the way you'd like to the last couple weeks, and how do you improve that?
In what regard? Obviously, the Thursday night game was not our best, but like when you just overall execution, you say? Yeah, I think there's a lot of things. Played two really good defenses, first off, and then just having the ability to be on the practice field, continue to get reps together and build. I think this is the first week but we've been able to do that consistently as a unit, put in a full week, and so hopefully that pays off. But, you know, still had a chance in the fourth quarter. Our guys battled even when we weren't playing our best, which I appreciated, but just nailing the details, calling better plays. I mean, overall, collectively as an offense, we can be better, and I think a week of real practice will help that.
Is there anything specific or different that you focus on with Jaden now that he's back to practicing for the first time and, you know, consistently in a month?
Yeah, I think you just get back to the basics, the fundamentals, and really hone in on those. I think anytime you have a couple games that, you know, aren't to maybe the level we all want to be at, you narrow the focus, and it's like, hey, let's nail the footwork, let's nail the reads, progressions, the base stuff, and start there. And he's a guy who, when he is working at it, he works really hard. He's very focused, and so this week has been good to see him back out there going full speed and getting the reps that I think will help us play at a higher level.
Hey, good afternoon, Coach. Talking about heavy tendencies, right? When heavy tendencies are working, there's no problem with having those heavy tendencies, but when a defense kind of shows the rest of the league the way to kind of shut down that tendency, do you take that one experience and say, okay, we got to change some of this stuff, or do you make the NFL do it multiple times before you feel compelled?
I'm not, which tendency, maybe this will help me out, which tendency?
Specifically Terry McLaurin lining up left wide split.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I can't tell you that. That would be because then teams may use it against me. So
I got you.
Yeah, especially this week. But yeah, definitely got to get him the ball more. So a tendency of not getting him the ball, we got to get him the ball more. I'll say that.
Combining your own previous head coaching experience with what you've experienced here in this go-around in the NFL, is there anything specifically you would want to take with you if and when that next opportunity comes for you?
I think I definitely have a new perspective, and being around DQ and just the way he carries himself, the consistency in his approach, his attitude, the way he treats players, he puts players first in everything he does. You come in on Monday, win, lose, or draw, and it's the same guy. And I think that being from IC, being able to step back and see it from the 10,000-foot overview after being in that seat for you know, 10 straight years has really helped me kind of see what I would want to be and who I'd want to be if I ever chose to do that again.
Hi, Coach. Running game, you got Brian Robinson back in the lineup the other week, and now you're at full speed again with all of your backs back there. Could you talk about a little bit about having them all back and what that enables you to do offensively?
Yeah, I think he and Austin are a great combo, and obviously when Jeremy's had his opportunities, he's done really well, and then C-Rod did a nice job when he got his number called. So those guys feed off each other. They push each other really well, and being able to have Austin, some of that pass game stuff, what he does after catch has been really impressive, and then B-Rob for the tough yards in between the tackles, he's a physical runner. So it definitely helps our attack be more balanced when we have all those guys healthy and going full speed.
And speaking of healthy, could you talk a little bit about the offensive line and having some bodies back there and what that means this week against Dallas?
Yeah, Dallas is a challenge, there's no doubt. They've been a team that's played at a high level for a long time. I know their struggles because of injuries, things of that nature recently, but anytime we can get that O-line feeling healthy and have the depth we've had and have six and seven guys that we know we can rotate through and play at a high level, it definitely helps our confidence as a unit.
You got to be a head coach really young. I wonder when you get that responsibility and those stresses at such a young age, how do you avoid like burnout? In this industry where there's so much stress and so much responsibility.
Yeah, I always just brought it back to the players, but definitely, especially going to your alma mater, and you're 33 and it's a small college town, not a lot of things to do, not a lot of ways to have stress release. So I just focused on the players. I always found that anytime it feels like it's getting hard or it's tough, you just bring it back to them, and that has always centered me. Same deal, being here. If we had a tough day or whatever, it's sometimes Monday and Tuesday when the players aren't around as much, it's tough. And then you get them here and you feel, all right, here we go. It feels right. So I think if you make it about players and process and you can always come back to those things, then you have an ability to never get too high or too low.
When you look at the pass game, how do you parcel out like the last couple of weeks with Jaden? You said the lack of practice time has impacted versus, what do you see there versus, these are two pretty good defenses. How do you, I guess, kind of?
Yeah, I think you just take it for what it is on both accounts. The passing game has got to be precise, and you got to be out there going full speed with your receivers to nail it. And then you're playing against two good defenses that make it a challenge, even if you are full speed, even if you're on point with everything. So I think you take both into account, and you just focus on what you feel you can do to get better. You don't buy into one or the other too much and say, oh, it was this scheme or it was just that we didn't practice. You say, how do we get better when we do get a chance to practice?
Did you have to change anything in terms of plank calls or anything like that because of his rib or anything like that?
I'm not going to divulge what we did while he was, I would say, more banged up, but hopefully we play better this week. I'll just say that.
Micah Parsons, how do you guys account for him this week?
Yeah, Mike is a game wrecker. He's one of those. I thought Jalen Carter had a tremendous game against us. He was awesome and put us behind the chains several times. And Mike is the guy who can do the same thing. And if you don't have a plan for him, every snap, it takes one snap for him to take the ball away. And all of a sudden, it can be a long day. So he's a guy you got to have a plan for. He's dynamic, plays hard. And, he's one of the a handful of guys in the league that can really change a game by himself.
Take two more.
I don't think he is like this, but is Jaden Daniels one where, if he has two not as great games that you have to worry about confidence or anything like that, or is he pretty much?
No, he's pretty much who he is. I mean, he's competitive as all get out. And like I said, for him to put us in that position in the fourth quarter in both games to even have a chance to win, I thought was really impressive. And he's very tough and very competitive, and I know he earned a lot of respect from his teammates just by battling the last few weeks.
And Tyler Biadasz, I mean, just what have you? How much did you know about him? Obviously, you knew of him, but like, did you know him much coming in? And what have you kind of learned from him?
No, I didn't. But we were thrilled to get him. He comes from Dallas, where I know he was really well coached, and his college program there at Wisconsin was really well coached, and he's had success everywhere he's been. And I think that's the thing that jumped out to me. They won a bunch of games when he was at Wisconsin, won a bunch when he was at Dallas, and so he's used to winning. He expects to win, and he brought that attitude with him here.
I'm not saying this is happening this year, but historically your offenses have declined a little bit in the second half of seasons. Are you aware of that, and is it important for you to, like, break that trend?
I would have to see what you're talking about historically, like the references, but yeah, I don't have any plans to do anything to break that trend that I know of. Yeah, I mean, I'd have to see what years you're talking about. So I was thinking about doing triple option. Like, is that what you're thinking? Like, I don't know. Like, yeah, we're gonna do what we do. So
all right, let me clarify something. I would not actually expect them to run the triple option. I think Cliff was joking around. Pretty interesting presser there, though, both with the Jaden stuff. Clearly, there is a clear message from seemingly everyone involved here that they think they're going to be really back to full operational now.
Yeah.
A full week of practice, full reps, full everything. And Jaden says he's feeling good. Like, it does seem like a concerted messaging effort. And I don't think Cliff wants to hear the second half of the season stuff.
Nah. I would suggest run the triple option. But Cliff, let's see what you think about that. But you know what, though? This is one thing that I will stand on the table and say. I don't believe this group here is telling people how to answer questions.
Sure.
I think everything they're answering is what we're going to talk about. This is our messaging. I don't believe they're doing that. And I'm listen, after that, after listening to some of Joe.
Joe's no joke, man.
I am looking forward to the game this week.
This
like I've been looking forward to games all year. You see my excitement level.
Yeah.
I've never been like this.
Sunday's,
in the last 20-plus years, I guarantee you that.
Sunday's game is a chance for the narrative extinguisher, and they are fired up to do it.